I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Gábor Domokosh, who is in the Department of Mechanics, Materials and Structures at the Budapest University of Technology and Economics. And here's part two of our discussion on Gombox. Now, you've mentioned a couple things that I think people will be interested in. One, the connection with Arnold, Vladimir Arnold, and then also the connection with pebbles. So Arnold was closer to the beginning. The story of you talking with him and trying to find some way to figure out this thing, that's kind of interesting. Could you give us a little bit of it, at least?
Originally, I met Arnold in some way through an accident in 1995. And I was just out of graduate school, and then he noticed that I'm very interested in this type of problem, but I know very little about it. And because he was taken by my enthusiasm, he offered me this conjecture, and then he left. And then I was not in contact with him until 10 years later, we first found a proof. And then he had his 70th birthday in Moscow in 2007. And then we both, Peter and myself, went to Moscow, because then we had the first copy of the Gombox, which was really well produced, and it had its initial number, the 001, because we started this series of numbered Gombox. We wanted to give it to him. We could give a talk. He came to the talk, and he didn't interrupt. At the end of the talk, he said that it was a good job, but now we should do something more serious. And then he outlined a program which was related more to pebbles than to mathematics. It was a physical problem, but it was closely related to the Gombox as well. But I didn't understand it well, but it was recorded on video. And less than 3 years afterwards, unfortunately, he died. But then I re-listened to this video, and then I gradually understood what he was telling us. And his idea was that the shape itself is a curiosity, is a mathematical curiosity. So it is very valuable as to advertise mathematical ideas to somebody who is not a mathematician. On the other hand, its significance is probably not in mathematics, but in natural science, because the shape itself is very closely linked to the number two, because it has two equilibria, and the number two determines the shape up to very high precision. So the idea was that maybe this number, the number of balance points, can be used in a much broader sense to study shapes and their evolution in nature. And that was a very deep idea, and that led really to study a much broader field of mathematics, which is called evolution equations, partial differential equations. And it turns out that his intuition was correct, because as pebbles or asteroids or sand grains or any other shape in nature abrades, they tend to get rid of balance points in some sense. So the number is being reduced, not always, but the tendency is that they get reduced. So they move towards Gombox shapes, but they never get. The ultimate step is almost never done. So you don't find Gombox on the beach, but you find kind of ellipsoidal things which have two stable points. They are not ellipsoids. They are just in the penultimate stage of this evolution. So they got rid of almost all stable balance points, just two remained, and there are two unstable ones. So that's a very interesting idea, and that led to the identification of the correct equations for these abrasion processes. And that makes possible to make quantitative predictions. So if you show us a shape, just maybe the contour of a shape, we can tell its history. We can tell what was the original size of the fragment of which this pebble had been abraded. And if you tell that to a geologist, he's able to tell how far that pebble has traveled in a stream. So a good example is that we were given images from NASA, the Curiosity mission. They took images on Mars, and based on the images, we were able to tell how long those rivers have been, which carried those pebbles 3 billion years ago. And that's a very nice kind of application or justification for something which started off as a purely mathematical curiosity.
Yes, that is. Yeah. So you covered both of those things in one answer. That was very good. So, Gabor, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, there was another application related to turtles, which is probably better known, yes.
Yeah, so
But that.
we have that in the moment. How in the natural world, you found two species of tortoises or
Yes.
turtles who write themselves using a Gombox on their shells.
Right. Actually, first we saw they were like Gombok-like, but when biologists believed that what we said is correct, that was a really big joy because we are not biologists, but then we try to describe it in a language which is more familiar to biologists. And finally, serious biologists said, yes, this is a very nice example of evolution finding this very small optimum. So the biological evolution produces things which are more and more complex. If we look at ourselves, we are very sophisticated things. And turtles are rather sophisticated. And the Gombok appears there as a tool to self-righting. But evolution in the non-living nature produces things which are more and more simple. It simplifies. And that also leads to this kind of reduced shapes, which ultimately evolved towards a Gombok. That was Michael Berry, who is a theoretical physicist, formulated this scenario saying that the Gombok exists in nature, but only as a dream.
Because the abrasion you were talking about.
Yes, that's the aberration thing. Yes, that pebbles go towards a Gombok, but they never get there, or very rarely, say one in 10 trillion would get there. So it is a dream. It helps to understand nature. And I think, by and large, this is the most important message from the Gombok, that it's a purely mathematical construction, which certainly contributes to some new aspects, some better understanding of natural processes.
Gabor, thank you very much. That's Gabor Domokos, who is in the Department of Mechanics, Materials, and Structures at the Budapest University of Technology and Economics in Hungary. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us, and congratulations on proving it existed and finding them.
Thank you very much, Mike.